Yishem Hashem Ekra Vagoda Lo Okein. We know there's a mitzvah of, we learn out the Gemara, the Ramban writes, a mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah, that before we learn Torah, one has an obligation to make a Birkas HaTorah. So there's a famous question they ask. The Machaber writes that regarding Maharir B'Torah, if someone is just thinking in Torah, V'gisevo Yomam Alayla, he's thinking in Torah, so the Machaber writes no bracha. The Vilna Gaon perhaps disagrees, because you're getting a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Machaber writes no Birkas of the Torah when you Maharir B'Torah. Yet the halacha is that if you write down Divrei Torah, so then you go ahead and you have Birkas HaTorah. So what's the difference? How come? Either way, if I'm not verbalizing it in either way, so how come when it comes to hearer, I don't make a bracha, when it comes to ksiv, I do? So it's one answer they give. It's a general halacha of bracha. It's not a special Birkas HaTorah issue. It's the issue of brachas in general. You make the bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyam. Rav Chaim is very big on the Maisa Mitzvah, the Raya that I put on someone else's mezuzah. It's his mitzvah, but I make the bracha. And that's the whole issue of Magen Avraham, whether he disagrees, whether the bracha, when you make a bracha, you walk into a house, you make a bracha on your different texts that there's a mezuzah up in the house. There's all the debate in general. Bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah, not someone, and that's the famous Beis Yosef, why we make a bracha on Bir Chametz, not on the Bittul, because Bittul believes Sagi, and therefore Chazal always wants to need a clear demarcation, no one knows what you're thinking, and therefore you make a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. So same thing here, Ksiva is a Maisa, and therefore, that's why you make a bracha, but when it comes to hearer, you don't make a bracha. And it's a general klal of brachas on a ma'isa. Others say this differently. They know. There's a special halacha by Birkas HaTorah. You don't make a bracha. And the whole purpose of Torah is to teach Torah. And we got Moshe Rabbeinu teaching us the Torah in Har Sinai. So the essence of Talmud Torah is not to learn it yourself, but to give it over. So it has to be a Torah that's the possibility that someone else can hear. So even though I'm talking, I could be giving, talking and learning by myself, but if someone was walking by, or if I put it on MP3, someone would be able to hear it. So it's a potential that it's Torah that's the potential to be given over. So too, you write something down. Maybe someone will actually read it. Maybe you print the sefer. But even if not, it doesn't make a difference because it potentially could be transmitted. A hearer, maybe in the future, will be able to read people's minds, and then maybe if that'd be the reason, then maybe we'd go like the Gra and make a bracha on hearer. But right now, we can't read people's minds. It's probably for the best. And therefore, hearer is something that can't be given over. You only make a bracha on Birkas HaTorah and Torah that could be taught to others. So you have two yisod. It's either you only make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah, and since here is not a maisa, ksiva is like the general rule, according to some, therefore we don't make a bracha, so too on Birkas HaTorah. Or there's nothing independent of that. There's a specific halacha by Talmud Torah. The whole idea is Talmud de Lumaisa. You're supposed to give it over to people and teach them. It's only Torah that could be given over. So here it cannot be given over. No one knows what you're thinking. However, if you write it down, someone could read the Shtickle Torah, and if it ends halacha l'maisa, we pass no bracha on here like the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Gronics do. However, regarding Maksiva, we would agree, perhaps Siva Kedibor, whatever the reason is, and we would make a bracha if you're writing down Chidushei Torah. Important writing down any Torah.